All right. Welcome, 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 everyone. Ladies and gentlemen and everyone in between, this is Tony's Political Ramblings, Season 2, Episode 2. And today's topic is not going to be one that that I will be happy to talk about, and it deals with the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan that's happening as we speak, as the United States is pulling their military out of the country. Now, the United States has been in Afghanistan for right around 20 years now. It's been a very long time. And while initially, 20 or so years ago, there was the call to just go after the terrorists responsible for the 9/11 attacks, it has slowly spread out to a forever war, as I mentioned in one of my episodes past, and a sort of state-building attempts that were going on there. Sort of an idea to rebuild the Afghani government in the image of something that the United States would be proud of. And so, obviously, this attempt has been unsuccessful, to say the least. We've failed to establish a democracy in Afghanistan, and the Taliban takeover that we're seeing right now in Kabul is evidence of that. And I'm sure many of you have seen the scenes of Afghani citizens clinging to airplanes trying to flee the country, and United States airplanes trying to flee the country. Literally, people were holding on to the plane in an attempt to get out of the country, but many fell to their deaths. And as the plane had no choice but to keep flying. And it's really a horrible situation that's unfolding in Afghanistan. And there are a lot of nuances and pieces that I'm going to freely admit that I don't know all of the details for here, but I can speak broadly, looking at it in a historical context and case studies that I've looked at in the past, and see if we can get a better idea of where to move forward here. So if we look at this in the context of we'll just use East Berlin, for example. Obviously, following World War II, East Berlin fell under Soviet control and was pretty much cut off from the rest of Western Europe and even the other half of Berlin. And so there were a number of measures that were put in effect throughout the Cold War to keep this, to keep this separation in place and to support the East Berliners. If we look at North and South Korea, that's another example of a situation where, again, there was sort of this takeover of a not quite in the same way, but you have a place that fell under rule of a dangerous government, if you want to call it that, in the case of Afghanistan here, but a dangerous ruling group, and it just precipitated into this very horrible, ghastly situation going on that in North Korea that we still see today, and in Berlin that carried on for decades, and I believe we still even see the effects of that. East Berlin is, I believe, not as developed as West Berlin. It's not as, it's not as built up, things like that, things of that nature. And so these legacies have long-term impacts on societies. And if we look at this as it's developing now with the Taliban taking over Afghanistan again, following the U.S. removal of military forces, it's, to me, this looks like a similar situation. To me, this doesn't end well. This doesn't end before lives are lost, and violence breaks out across the country. And that's why I think the thousands and thousands of Afghani people trying to flee the country feel the same way. And so again, if we look at this in the broader context, this is a monumental stretch here for Afghanistan and the Afghani people. And it's tragic in a lot of ways. But the key to moving forward and to creating a world that will not allow forces like the Taliban to hold power for much longer is a strong international community against the Taliban and any sort of horrible measures and policies and violence that they enforce on their own citizens. And so that's why I bring it back to you, the listener here. If you're, this is again assuming that you are not in Afghanistan right now, or are not Afghani in this. But if you are, obviously, this still applies. Conjecture is parallel to you. So the key from this point on is building that strong international community and that strong support for the Afghani people who are leaving Afghanistan. If my estimations are correct, there's going to be a massive wave of migration, most likely into Europe, also to the United States as well. And it's going to come down to these people in Europe, in the United States, possibly in Asia, although I don't feel like that will be as big of a destination. But it's up to these nations to make these Afghani refugees, because that's what they are, feel at home. They're fleeing because they do not feel safe in their own country. And so they are coming. They will most likely be coming to Europe, as we saw with a lot of Syrian refugees. They're coming to the United States, as we saw with a lot of Cuban refugees, the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s down in Miami. And so they're going to keep fleeing Afghanistan. I'm likely predicting that that's going to go down. And so it's on countries like the United States, Canada, Great Britain, France, to open up their borders to the Afghani people who are coming as refugees. They are not just migrants, they are not just immigrants, they're refugees. If their country had not fallen, if Kabul and their country was not in the process of falling to the Taliban, which has proved to be a radical extremist group in the past, they would not be leaving now. And so I think that's the piece that people have to get straight in their own heads. And so from that support of people on the individual level from these countries, from Afghanistan, in these other countries, it has to go to a national recognition of these people as refugees. Military support, and military enforcement, and state building clearly has not been the solution, as why Biden has pulled out of Afghanistan. So the next solution is to condemn the existing government there around the world, and to provide support to the civilians that are still there and those who have left when we can. And I suggest that how we treat this situation in Afghanistan is the same way that we've treated East Berliners throughout the Cold War. Because if there's anything that time has shown and history has shown, is that time erodes all corrupt governments, washes away the evil words of dictators and tyrants, and moves them into the sea of eternity. And the one thing that holds true is truth and freedom. And those are things that will always come to pass, and they will always rise up out of this situation. Eventually, the tyrants will fall. And it is our job as an international community, it is our job as possible Afghani people around the world to stand together with the civilians against the Taliban. Not in a military way, not in a way that uses military force, but in a way that supports the Afghan people as they move through this time, and supports U.S. veterans who were in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and who maybe feel like their lives and their life purpose was all for naught. This is a sad time, but it's time for us to come together and support each other, and so we can all put our heads together and find a path forward.